fans. I welcome one and all to the hippest and slickest show in the wrestling world today. The show where no punches are pulled and what is seldom read is often said. Welcome to Hype, starring me, the host with the most hype. He is hype. This is the calm before the storm, ladies and gentlemen. The show before the eye pay-per-view. Tonight's guest, we have a multi-time loser, current WEWA champion, absolutely not Lee Real. And we have another wrestler as well, a relative newcomer to the WEWA, Matt McClain. Welcome, gentlemen. Now, as usual, Real is late, so I should have just said, welcome, gentlemen. So, we're going to start this show off with you, McClain. But before we begin, let's have a moment of silence for two people who are in different walks of life, but passed away recently and brought joy to people's lives. I'm talking about Rosa Parks and Eddie Guerrero. Mr. McClain, tell us about your wrestling style and what type of wrestler would you say that you are?
My style is made up of four different individual styles: mat wrestling, submission, high flying, and I tend to throw in a little extreme risk taking. I like to mix it up a bit.
So you're saying that since you don't do anything well, you're trying to find your niche. It's okay to be confused, son. I seize it all the time.
Do you think I can't do any of the styles well? Well, okay. I'll be more than happy to show you, if you like. And then we'll just see if the submission style is well or not. Good call, Bucko.
Oh, wait. Just showed up smelling like a French fool. If it isn't Lee Reed.
Through the huge mob of Rick Righteous fans in the back. Just to be thousands, no billions, no. Tens of them. It has to be like 10 people living in the back just to catch a glimpse of our little handy capable chop.
McClain, you touch me, boy. I'll make you listen to a Lee Real promo for 1 hour non-stop. That'll hold your monkey ass for a second. And as for you, Lee, I should have just said it was for your fans only. And I could have smacked the one bitch that showed up. Anyway, this question's for McClain. What do you think of the competition here in the WEWA?
Just let me know if you start to feel a little adventurous over there. And I'll be more than happy to give you a demo of what I can do in the ring. As for the competition here, there's some that can really hold their own.
Don't be shy, man. This is hype, not the fucking dating game. Name some names.
You want names? Fine. I'll give you names. Daryl Basal has all the talent in the world, but the man is the biggest prick you'll ever meet. That's all right, though, because soon enough, Basal is going to have his hands full. And then you've got that wannabe hardcore legend, Mike Johnson. And then Yo Joe! G.I. Joe himself, Joel Saunders. Nothing but garbage. So Saunders wants to run his mouth about being good? The only place he's good is in his own mind.
What do you think of McLean and his comments, Lee?
Well, me and mine, one, man, we both have to agree with most of what Cripple Boy over there had to say. But you have to be a prick to get to the top. And that's why Daryl's at the top, that's why I'm at the top. And although I hate to say it, that's why our beloved jackass of a champion is at the top. As for Michael Johnson, well, the 18-wheeler on crack seems to be having some withdrawals lately. And somebody needs to put him out of his misery so he can go to his little hardcore heaven and play with his barbed wire and baseball bats all he wants. And as for Saunders, well, he's a jarhead through and through. He thinks this is a war, and he's goddamn right this is a war. This, the WEWA, this is the jungle, baby.
Well, I hate to admit it, but Real has got a very valid point. What makes you think that you could stand up and survive in this jungle, McLean?
I can survive because I'm my own man. Now don't let anyone push me around. I'm here to prove one thing and one thing only, and that's I'm the best. I don't give a rat's ass who likes me and who doesn't. I'm looking out for number one, me, baby, me. But baby can throw anyone he wants at me. This is a promise I'm going to make. I will leave every single one of them broken and lying in the ring, and I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. That's why.
Lee, Matt just said he's going to kick your ass, man. Now, how you like them lemons?
Your boy Righteous can't hear at all, and you just hear what you want to. He said he would put down anyone but he threw at him, and if I get thrown at him, then we'll see if that statement holds any water. But since I'm way, way up at the top of the card, and he's way, way down at the bottom of the card, I don't think that'll be happening anytime soon. Maddie, if you pin my shoulder to the mat, you'll have my respect. But since so very few have ever been able to, it's not likely to happen. So I suggest that you stick to the TV title division with Johnson, Saunders, and Billy Ray. As for you, Hippie P, if you try to stir up any more drama, I'll beat you so bad you'll go blind. Then you can go find Mega Freak and Righteous, and you all can be hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, up in your treehouse when you listen to Jackson 5.
Oh, you got jokes, motherfucker. Don't think I'm scared of you or won't kick your ass. The only reason I won't is because I'm a gentleman, and I'm not a wrestler. I'm a love. Consider your ass lucky. But you won't be so lucky that I pay per view, hearing or no hearing. Anywho, McLean, tell me your future goals. What do you hope to accomplish, let's say, in your first 3 or 4 months in the WEWA?
First things first, the salt's going down, and then I'm going to climb the ranks to give your buddy Rick a run for his money. Well, that is if he holds on to the title. Seems to me Lee over here has him shaking in his wrestling boots. I'm going to make my name known, and I'm going to leave a path of destruction where I go here in the WWA. No question about it.
Shaking in what? That's your messiah you're talking about, fool. And you better watch what your mouth says before he pays your ass an unwelcome visit, McLean. Enough of you for a second. Now tell me, how you think your world title shot will go, Lee? And while you're at it, why didn't you put up your WEWA title? Are you scared that you're gonna lose that too?
Scared? What the fuck is scared? Whatever. The match will go like this. I will ball up my stupid little Canadian fist, and with all my stupid little Canadian might, I will throw some hellaciously stupid Canadian punches until that SOB leaves. He cost me 2 years of my career, and I will take my repayment in his blood, sweat, and tears. As for why my title isn't up, well, I personally don't think dropping two straight matches to a man who couldn't win this title from me qualifies Rick as a challenger, world champion or not. And before you even go there, little man, I earned my shot at his belt. I'm undefeated since returning, and I won the right to be called number one contender by beating the very same man. He couldn't. I didn't sneak in the back door during my friend's match and pin the man my friend beat the crap out of for the belt on some technicality. I win, he loses. You disagree, I say fuck you.
I say fuck you right back. Tell me what... I think it's prediction time. None of this. Tell me who will win this first match, TV title bracket A match, Sam Natus versus Billy Ray. McClain, you go first, and then you follow up, Lee.
Personally, I think they both blow monkey ball.
I predict Billy Ray will be drunk as hell. As for the winner, believe these two demons will beat the hell out of each other, and hopefully one or both of them will be out of here. No more career. Bye-bye.
Well, two different opinions. That's cool. So, who's going to win bracket B? TV title bracket B, Todd Knight versus Orgy Lambert.
Knight has a bit of talent, and I think he's got the edge over Orgy.
Okay, peoples. What is your prediction for the Buried Alive match that features Mike Morris' son versus Derek Cheapshot Parks against Chris Ross? Who will emerge victorious in this three-headed battle?
Looking at this man, right as Beetle alive, he's intense. He's so damn intense. So I'm going to have to go with Matt McClain on this one.
Morrison and Parks had a great showing. It's going to come down to the two of them. But in the end, I think it's going to be Morrison that pulls it out.
I see and feel you both on your predictions. For you slow as hell retards out there, TV land, that means I happen to agree. Next, we have another great match, in my opinion, and I can't wait to see this one. Inside the confines of a steel cage, we have Mr. Batiste versus Daryl Bazaar. Boys, who is going to win this matchup?
I hope and I pray that Basov wins, because if he does, then Rick and I are going to enjoy making his life a living hell as he takes a hold of the Alliance. Should be interesting, boys. Should be interesting.
Brian doesn't stand a chance. No freak means no winning. His little bags of ice won't do him any good. Superman is going to crush the boss, man.
Okay, but Brad, Mr. Batiste, may have a little surprise for his ass. And you heard it here on Hype First. Now, the best match on the card, in my opinion, and an opinion of just about anybody else, and it's for all the marbles, baby, baby. It's your main event, eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. The Messiah, the World Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous versus Lee Reed. Okay, Lee, I already know the answer, but bore me anyway. Tell me who you gonna think is gonna win, and I need a prediction from you too, McClain.
The new World Heavyweight Champion, Lee Real. Lee's time has come. Time to check back in for a reality check.
Rick Righteous. Yeah, you're right. I think Sir Beethoven will book my ass on the ramp. As if I told you before, and I don't need to say it again. You're looking at the next eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champ.
Haters, that's okay. Once again, Rick Righteous will show the world Why, he is the very best that there is. Speaking of very best, this concludes the very best show in the land. Until next time, I'm hype, and you're not. And remember, to always, 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 always worship Rick Righteous. Woo!
Well, there you have it, folks. Hype P. Hype has once again showed us that intelligence is indeed a genetic trait that some just can't manage to learn. In fact, someone should petition the fans of WWA to change Hype's name to Mini Rick. And you know, with shows like Hype's, who needs communism? As his laughter fills the arena, it's time to go to ring announcer Michael Stuffer for our next bout.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is a buried alive match, and the only way to win is to place your opponent into the mound of dirt to the left of the ringside area and cover them. Entering the ring, he hails from Honolulu, Hawaii, and goes by the name of Chris Ross.
Ross is injured, and rumors on the circuit are that his time here in WWA is up. So let's face it, folks. Over the past 2 months, Chris Ross's fan base has dwindled, his merchandise has grown stale, and his wrestling abilities completely eroded. Coupled with a severe injury, all this adds up to Ross not being able to come out in this match with his career intact.
And his opponent, making his way to the ring, accompanied by the lovely and slutty Sarah Richards. He hails from Kokomo, Indiana, and is a former three-time WWA World Television Champion. He is known by some as the dirtiest player in the game. I give to you DCP, Derek Cheapshot Hart.
It's all about me, DCP.
Tonight, DCP is decked out in his official black WWA GBU Time t-shirt, black carpenter pants, and black wrestling boots with DCP written in orange on the side. Sarah has on an orange long sleeve baby tee, black bikini bottom, and the black high heels that come up to her knees. Hubba hubba, I think I'm a hunk of burning love. The duo together make their way down the aisle, and approaching the ringside area, DCP climbs into the ring and listen to these fans get all over Sarah Richards.
I am true greatness.
Morrison struts out onto the ramp with the vendor at his side, and look at the cocky smirk on this young man. My God, I hate this guy's arrogant, confident look.
Are you tired of soggy cereal? Are you tired of being cranky in the morning wanting a good breakfast, and it's all nasty and stale? Well, if so, the Greatness Collection is here to help. We are introducing Greatness Graham, and they're yummy for the tummy. This is a one-of-a-kind cereal that will surely get your day off to a good start. And we'll even throw in a prize for you too, little kitties. Yes, that's right. Each box of Greatness Graham comes with your very own Mini Mike Morrison action figure. It's not recommended for children under 3 and morons like Chris Ross because you might choke. Eat box is only $59.99. Plus, hey, you're gonna get a 2-for-1 deal. That's right. For one action figure, you're gonna get 2 cereal boxes. So call 1-800-GREATNESS today and order your very own. No longer will you have to go to restaurants where cockroaches or other assorted insects will prepare your food. Rise and shine with Greatness Grams.
As you can see, Morrison tonight is wearing black pants with red lettering that say true on one side and greatness down the other. Accessorizing himself with a silver chain and his black sunglasses, the vendor is proud to sport his Morrison Equals Ratings t-shirt. And as Mike Morrison begins to make his way down the ramp, the fans cheer, and as he pumps both fists up into the air, oh, a massive display of fireworks jolt the crowd.
Now entering the ring, he weighed in tonight at 270 pounds and stands 6'6" tall. He says that ratings will be sky high because he will never have to see Chris Ross or DCP ever again. Ladies and gentlemen, those in charge, get ready, because this is True Greatness himself. This is Mike Morrison.
We all know Mike Morrison hates Chris Ross with a passion. We also know that Derek Parks and Morrison have met 2 times before in the past, each man taking home a win. Look, I don't know. Morrison plans to rid himself of both these men tonight, and I don't blame him. This has to be one of Mike Morrison's biggest pet peeves. Once he beats somebody, he does not want to wrestle them again. I'm not sure how this match is going to turn out, but one thing I do know is this. Morrison cannot afford to be buried alive. Should Morrison lose to Parks or Ross, he could just forget about ever getting another shot at the World Heavyweight Championship belt. All 3 men are in the ring. The pit has been dug. The tractor's on standby. And here we go! Ross forces the vendor from the ring, and as Morrison looks to take advantage of the distraction, Ross isn't fooled, lowering Mike to the canvas with a brutal scoop slam. Parks charges in, but Ross scoop slams DCP into the MAT, and holy S-H-I-T, Chris Ross is going nuts. Standing Morrison up in the corner, Ross leans into a pair of heavy-handed baba chops. Morrison shakes his head, no reversing his position into the corner, goes to work with the Syria bolo uppercuts on Ross. From behind, it's DCP charging, looking to drill Morrison in the back. Here comes a high knee from DCP, and here in the footsteps. Morrison moves to the side. DCP nails Ross right across the face, and my God, Ross goes down like a sack of dirt, falling through the ropes and down onto the small mats with water in his eyes. Look at that glazed over look on the face of Chris Ross. Inside the ring, Morrison lifts Parks up onto his shoulders in fireman's carry position, and up and over the top post, DCP collides onto Chris Ross with a violent thud, and good Lord almighty, that had to hurt the big Hawaiian. Morrison steps over the top ropes and pulling DCP up by there. Both men begin to exchange punches. Wild haymaker by Parks misses Morrison, and up again into the fireman's carry position. Ross with a big boot to the face of Morrison, and dropping DCP onto the small mats. It's Ross who's now once again in control. Parks pulls himself up with the aid of the apron, and charging in comes Ross, and the big man gets Parks into sidewalk slam position. No, round and round she goes. Tornado DDT by Parks. He knows. Holy cow, what a move. Parks snaps the chair closed and placing the weapon of extreme on Ross's face. He now points to Morrison, pulling a still dazed Mike Morrison back to his feet. Parks loops the arm over his head and yanking upwards. Vertical suplex, and Mike Morrison down onto the chair and crushing Chris Ross against the steel. Ross is busted open like a can of tomatoes. Parks surveys the damage and lifting Morrison off the now dented chair. Mike Morrison counters with a rake to the eyes. Hand to the throat of Parks and up and down onto the same steel chair with a choke slam. And Chris Ross just got crushed by DCP's body. And look at Ross's face. He is covered in blood. Fans, is it me? Or is Chris Ross taking a complete and utter beating out there? Tossing the mangled chair off of Ross, Morrison jams Derek's head between his thighs and leaning back over Ross. Morrison unloads with the pile driver and throws Parks right down into the groin area of the big Hawaiian. Rolling to his side and cupping his little soldier, Ross is out spitting up blood. Jesus Christ, how much more can Chris Ross take in this match? Morrison is now looking to break a section of the railing up, and wait a minute, Ross is digging into his sights. Oh my God, what does he have? Oh no, it's that damn Jamaican jerk powder, and he's approaching Morrison from behind. Chris taps Mike on the shoulders and turn around to face one another. Horse connects with a drop kick to the back of Ross and driving him into the railing. Morrison just avoided a very bad situation. Oh my God, Ross just unleashed that Jamaican jerk powder into the face of a fan, and this place is going crazy. Morrison slams Ross's head onto the railing and jamming his head face first into the steel stairs. Chris Ross is now bleeding buckets for WWA at the hands of Mike Morrison and Derek Parks. Mounted punches by Morrison on Ross, and here comes DCP with the fresh chair. Oh, Morrison moved out of the way, and Parks just annihilated Ross with a killer chair shot from hell. Morrison and Parks engage in a stare down from the floor, and Ross, oh, he just kicked the knee of Morrison, sending true greatness down onto all fours. Parks connects with another chair shot on Ross, and tossing the mangled steel into the railing. Look at Parks now dragging Ross over to the man-made pit. Parks grabs Ross by the hair. Oh, no. Ross just rubbed dirt in Derek Parks' eyes. And I believe Parks is blinded. He can't see. Ross is going for the gusto. Why not on Parks into the grave? Oh, my God. Where did Chris Ross get the strength to do that? Collapsing on the dirt. Ross knows he must cover Parks in order to win the match. But after taking this brutal beating for the last 10 minutes, one has to wonder if Chris Ross is even capable of turning on the tractor, let alone operating it safely. Ross is struggling to his feet, and as the blood continues to pour down his mud-covered body, please don't tell me Parks is going to be buried alive. Please tell me he's not going to be the one to lose his career. Ross is getting into the tractor, and he's turning on the key. Say it, is it so? Say it. Wait a minute. Folks, Sarah Richards has gone in front of the tractor. She has a microphone in her hand. Folks, Ross is telling her to get... Richards is going to address... We're right in the middle of the match, you slut!
Hey, Ross. I want to say some things to you. You see, Chris, I love you. In fact, I never stopped loving you. And I know you still love me. I can see it in your eyes, Chris. You and I are good for one another. Forget DCP. Forget this match. Forget these fans. Remember the good times we used to share on the beach. Remember what you said to me at my brother's 15th birthday party? That's right, Chris. You told me that you loved me and that you would always love me. I feel the same way, Chris. Really, I do. I never cared for Derek. I was just using him to make you jealous. I'm sorry for the pain I caused you.
Oh, my God. Come on. Run her over with the tractor, Ross. She's lying. She's a slut. She... Don't... Oh, my God. Ross is turning the tractor off, folks. Oh, no. All right, Ross. Don't say it and tell you so.
Let's get out of here, Chris. Let's go to Vegas and get married. I want to be with you forever. Let's make this relationship official. Let's kiss on it.
Oh, my God. Don't kiss her. Have you ever heard of a black widow? Oh, my God. She probably has poison on her lips, Ross. Don't do it. Don't run her over while you have the chance. Oh, Ross is kissing Sarah Richards. This is disgusting.
Oh, Ross, before we get out of here, there's one more thing I have to say. It's time, boys.
Morrison from behind with a donkey punch to the back of Chris Ross's head. And my God, look at Morrison unleashing the gates of hell in fist form on Chris Ross. The crowd explodes as DCP emerges from behind. And Morrison and DCP are shaking hands. Oh my God, have they united as a team? If that's so, this means Chris Ross is in a complete and utter world of hurt. This guy's a dead man. Oh my God, I can't believe this. Wait, what's Morrison doing? Is he? Yes, he is, folks. Mike Morrison is telling DCP to set up a table inside the grave. And Parks is nodding with a smirk on his face. Dragging Ross out of the cab and onto the tractor. Oh, Morrison just tossed him off the machine and falling into the grave backwards. Ross crashes through the table with a sick, sadistic thud. My God, I think Chris Ross is dead. Listen to the fans are up as the roof has come off the garden, and in all my life, I have never seen something so extreme in a match like that. Wait a second. Hey, Ross, that's gasoline. Hey, don't pour that into the hole. Ross is in there. Oh, come on, Parks. You can't hate the man that bad, can you? Oh, my God, fans. Derek Cheapshot Parks has emptied the entire can of gas into the hole, and he's got a lighter. I don't believe this. Ross is up, and he sees the lighter. Ross is panicking. He he's scrambling out of the grave. Parks kicks him back. Parks is trying to light the Zippo as Ross is still trying to climb out of the grave. The Zippo is livid, tossing it into the grave. Oh my God! Oh my God! Somebody help Chris Ross! Oh my God! The grave has filled this area with flames and smoke, and I can barely see a thing. Parks is screaming, and folks, I think, did Chris Ross make it out of the grave? Oh, thank God, yeah, there he is, I see him through the smoke. Ross is behind Parks, and he's got a gigantic rock in his hands. He's gonna bring Parks. Parks doesn't see him. Oh, thunderstruck super kick by Morrison. GBU started by Parks. Tumbling into the smoldering grave. The tractor has started up. Wait a second. Who the hell is in the tractor? Oh, my God. It's that slut, Sarah Richards, the queen of horror, is in the tractor, and she's filling the grave. She's burying Chris Ross alive. And talk about a woman scorned. Folks, just when you thought you had all the answers, this Parks-Morrison rivalry, these crafty son of a bitches, has changed the questions. DCP and True Greatness as a team? Oh my God! Fans, Sarah Richards is laughing and looking at her kissing DCP. Oh my God, he's squeezing her ass. Hey, come on, this is a kid show. Folks, in just a few moments, we are going to go to the back. And we're going to meet DCP and Mike Morrison back there. And we're going to talk to them about why they decided to join forces. That's right, folks. Candace Hoffman is going to get a scoop. We're not going to wait until these guys do their interviews. We're going to go to the back right now, and we're going to find out what the hell is going on between Mike Morrison and Derek Cheap Shot Parks. Let's go to the back. Hey, my God. Can you believe that Chris Ross was just buried alive? How long can he hold his breath?